In our previous year, we began a discussion if we apply the concept of Shemaya Ka'ina regarding the Sfiris Ha'imer. And we quoted some opinions, the Pri Chadash. We mentioned the Magen Avraham that quotes a stira in the Rashba. The Aguda says here in our Gemara, Shtei Sfiro Kalecha Ve'echad V'loi Shliach Tzibur B'Shvil Kulam. So he is very clear, it seems, in the opinion that you can't be out to the Sfira by the Shliach Tzibur, the Rav, doing it on behalf of the Kehila. The Brikki Yosef, again, who seems to hold that we do say Shemei Ka'ina B'Shliach by Sfiris Omer, says that we don't necessarily have to understand that Gudda as saying that you're not Yotze Sfiris Omer with the Shliach Tzibur. What the Gudda means to say is that L'chatchila, everybody should count for themselves, but that we could apply the concept of Shemei Ka'ina even by Sfiris Omer. There's a interesting question. When we have to make a Birchas HaMitzvahs, what is the proper wording of the bracha? Should we say Asher Kedushanu Mitzvos of Vitzivanu Al? Or should we say Asher Kedushanu Mitzvos of Vitzivanu Le? In this case, for example, should we say Tzvanu Al Sfiras Ha'imer? Or should we say Asher Kedushanu Mitzvos of Vitzivanu Lispar Ha'imer? So the rule is that a bracha, that a mitzvah that you can be mekayim through a shliach, there we say v'tzivanu al. So now the question is, if we're saying by Sfiras Ha'omer, we don't say Shemei Ka'ina, and everybody has their own personal obligation, so then how do we say the bracha v'tzivanu al Sfiras Ha'omer? So, the Paiskim say that Shemei Ka'ina, even if we'll say that we say Shemei Ka'ina, the halacha is that Shemei Ka'ina doesn't mean that I'm not making the bracha. It's as if I said it itself. So what we see from here is that a bracha, that since the bracha, the way I understand it, is that since the bracha, everybody agrees, we could be yoytz with somebody else. The entire discussion we're having is on the counting. So that's all we could say. V'tzivanu al Sfiras Ha'omer. Another point that some of the achroinim make is that we said at the beginning of our previous year that those that say that our Gemara that says Tana Rabbanu Sfaratul Mechem Shatei Sfiril Kol Echad Ve'echad, the Gemara does not mean to say necessarily that we have, that everybody has a personal obligation to count the Sfira. Rather, what the Gemara means to say is that it's an obligation on the individuals but not on the Bezdin, as is the case by Shemitah and by Yovel. But I saw that some of the Achronim point out that if that's all the Torah wanted to teach us, it would have been adequate for the Torah just to write the word Usfartem. The fact that the Torah goes out of the way to add the word Lochem is coming to teach us not just that it's not just an obligation on Bezdin, but Lochem, it's an obligation on each one of us. The Ritz Gaius says that since there's an obligation to count the Sfiris Ha'omer standing, so on Matzah Shabbos, where after Shemoneh Esrei, we say the Kedusha, the Siddur, we say V'inoyim, we say V'ata Kaddish, The minig is that the shlich tzibur says the bracha, and the tzibur says onain, that not to be matriach the tzibur to have to stand up again. So we see from here, says the Bir Halacha, in Or Chaim Simen Tupei Tes, Divrei Amask U'Mitzvah, that they were yotze with the Sfiris Omer of the Shlich Tzibur, not just with the Bracha. Because if everybody was counting by themselves, they would have to stand for the Sfira. So from here we see, says the Bir Halacha, that's clearly the opinion of the Ritz Gaius, that everybody counted their own, that they were yoitzef, on the contrary, they were yoitzef with the counting of the shliach tzibur. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah here in Siman Tov Peites, as well as the Bir Halacha, say that this question of counting sfira, do we say Shemei Kaina or not, is actually a machloikus rishonim and achroinim, and therefore lechatchila, certainly the halacha is that everybody should count by themselves. Everybody should count for themselves. However, and if you heard the sfira from someone else, and you had kavana to be yoytze the mitzvah, and he had kavana to be mitzi you, still the halacha is, therefore the halacha is you should count again without a bracha. However, the Paiskim say that certainly as we are discussing, there are enough Rishonim and Achronim who are of the opinion that you can be yoytze the mitzvah sfira with Shemei Ekoina. And therefore the Paiskim say that if somebody missed, we know what halacha is, that if somebody missed a tired day of counting, that means he did not count at night with a bracha, nor did he count during the balance of the day. Such an individual can no longer count the sphera with a bracha. Say to Paiskim that if you heard the sphera with Shemei Ka'ina, and you did not count, and you did not, as we just said, count the sphera over again, albeit without a bracha, such an individual could still count the other days with a bracha. And the reason is fairly simple. First of all, as we're learning now, there are enough opinions that hold that we do say Shemei Ka'ina even by Sfiras Omer. Secondly, this question that if you missed an entire day, can you count the rest of the days with a bracha, is actually a big machlokes rishonim. Tosfos here on Daf Samach Vav and Aleph quotes the opinion of the Bahag that you can't, and we pass in that way lechatchila. However, there are many rishonim that hold that you can count the balance of the days with a bracha because each day is a separate mitzvah. So we combine these two reasons. Certainly, if a person was only mekayim the mitzvah Shemei Ka'ina, then he could count the other days even with a bracha. If somebody missed a day, so since he missed a day, and as we just quoted the Bahag, that you should count the rest of the days without a bracha. So what this person does is the rest of the days he comes to shul and he hears the batfila, the rav, say Sfiras Omer with a bracha. So at least he should be yoytze at least that much that way. Say to Paiskim, he should still count the day with, say the day by himself and not just rely completely on the shliach tzibur. Because, as we're learning, certainly the better way of being the mitzvah is with counting yourself. So though this person, unfortunately, cannot make a bracha anymore because he missed an entire day, at least all the rest of the days, he should say Sfiras HaOmer. He should say Sfiras HaOmer, say at least the count of the day, even though he's not making a bracha. It's interesting to point out, we're learning here, do we say Shmei Ka'ina or we don't say Shmei Ka'ina by Sfiras HaOmer? But there's an interesting psak from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Siman Tov Pei Tes, Sif Yud Beis. He speaks about just the opposite situation. We've been discussing with somebody wants to be Yotza with the Sfiras HaOmer of the Shlich Tzibra of the Rav. And do we say Shmei Ka'ina? Do we not say Shmei Ka'ina? The Shulchan Aruch Rav says as follows. Shama Sfira Me'echad Amitzibah Shesafru. You walk into shul. This is a very common situation. You walk into shul to daven Ma'ariv, and the minion that is finishing Ma'ariv before you're going to daven is counting Sfira. And you hear them counting Sfira. And continues the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Le'niskaven Klal Lo'tzioi. The Shlich Tzibra had no specific intention to be Moitzi you. V'gam hu Le'niskaven Lo'tzeis B'shmizu. And I had no intention to be Yotze. I intended that I'm going to daven Ma'ariv, and after I daven Ma'ariv, I'm going to count Sfira. El Hashem L'fitumai. I just happened to have heard the counting of the Sfira. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, a Chiddush. He can't count that night anymore. Sviru de bracha. Sheshemei koina. But feel like a mechashiv. Ain't any miskav lots of besviru zu. Even he had no intention to mekayim the mitzvah. Ain't that klum? It doesn't make a difference. Lo oimrim according to the opinion. She mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana klal. Elam came mechashiv. He has to specifically have in mind. Ani miskaven shloy lotzespei. I don't want to be mekayim the mitzvah with this counting. It's a big chiddush. It's not quoted by other paiskim, but the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that not only is the Shulchan Aruch Rav saying that we apply the concept of shemei ka'ina b'sfiras HaOmer, but he's saying that it works automatically, and unless I explicitly have a mind not to be yotze the mitzvah, I will be yotze. And I saw the Paiskim say that what the person should do is have a mind befeirish not to be yotze with the mitzvah. And not only should he have a mind not to be yotze with the mitzvah, he should say Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shmoy. Because by saying Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shmoy, we know that if somebody's being yotze with somebody else with a mitzvah, you don't say Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shmoy. So by this person specifically saying Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shmoy, he's showing and he's indicating that he's not interested in being yotze with the bracha and the sfira of the shlich tzibur. Otherwise, it may happen automatically. I did see from the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos that even those who are concerned, and there may be a strong concern, of Shaila Brachal Batala, for the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that here, since there's a minig, that everybody counts, the minig ha'olam, is that everybody counts Sfira for themselves. So the fact that I don't have to befeirish have a mind not to be yotze with his counting, because it's obvious since I intend to count myself, that is a raya that I don't want to be yotze with him. And frankly, that I think is something that we have to rely on, not only for the situation that I just discussed, but truthfully, if you daven it in a place, which is of course the minig everywhere, that the shlich tzibur or the rav counts the sfira, says the bracha and counts the sphere before everybody else does. So according to Shulchan Aruch Rav, it may be too late for us to count ourselves if the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that we automatically fall into a situation of Shemei Akoina. But the best thing to do, therefore, would be to have the Feirish in mind, not to be Yotzer with the Rav or the Shliach Tzibur's counting. As we said a moment ago, to specifically say Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shmoy, which would again be an indication of my non-interest of being Yotzer with his bracha and his counting. And again, because it's the minute Yisroel that everybody counts themselves, makes the bracha themselves, that is an umden of the muchach that I never wanted to be yotzer with him. And even if the Shulchan Aruch Rav is correct that we could put even by svira automatic shemei ka'ayna, here it may not be necessary.